Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Pass Rebels School Board holding organizational meeting tonight. Winners announced for the Pass Rebels 2025 a Christmas Light Parade. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 36 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, Board Certified Arborist, 24-hour emergency service when you need it. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Pass Rebels School Board's next meeting will be this evening at 6. In the first meeting of December each year, the board elects its officers for the coming calendar year. The board will nominate and elect a new president, clerk, and appoint members to committees and adopt the meeting calendar for the next year. The school board will also be presented with a Measure M update progress. Currently, there are three projects ongoing from Measure M: Georgia Brown's Dual Immersion Playground Edition and the TKK Complex and the Aquatics Complex at the high school. Measure M's remaining balance is approximately $5.4 million. You can attend tonight's school board meeting in person or watch online. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. Outside of the consent calendar, the City Council will discuss an urgency ordinance regarding illegal fireworks in the city. The agenda says this was drafted in response to public comment from community members expressing concerns about the dangers and disturbances caused by illegal fireworks. The ordinance would hold social hosts liable for illegal fireworks discharged on property they are in control of. A social host is defined in part as the owner of a private property or person who has the right to use, possess, or occupy public or private property under lease, license, permit, rental agreement, or contract. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Pass Rebels Main Street Association announces 2025 Christmas Light Parade winners. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Pass Rebels Downtown Main Street Association has announced the winners for the 2025 Christmas Light Parade. The judges' award went to Arnell Sport Horses. First place bands went to the Pass Rebels High School Bearcat Marching Band. Color Guard to Civil War Air Patrol Bob Beaver's Cadet Squadron 103. School marching groups went to Georgia Brown Dual Immersion. Youth Club Floats went to Skills USA Chapter 211. Antique Vehicles went to Hartley Farms. And many, many more winners across dozens of different categories. Winter Wonderland is returning to Atascadero this Friday, December 12th from 5 to 9 p.m. Atascadero's Sunken Gardens and entire downtown area will be transformed into a magical holiday paradise with over 70 tons of snow. A snow pile area and slide will be featured alongside Joe's Little Train, obstacle courses, gladiator joust, bounce houses, and bungee jumps. Special guests will be the Mid-State Fair Queen's Court and, of course, Santa Claus and his elves. Entertainment will line up the stage, including Atascadero High School and Middle School Choirs, 805 Movement and Performing Arts, Fine Arts Academy Monarch Choir and Honors Dancers, and holiday music by Medina Light Show Design. Performers interested in the Pass Rebels 2026 Summer Concert Series are invited to apply. The highly popular, family-friendly concert series, held every summer in the Pass Rebels Downtown City Park since 2001, brings in thousands of attendees every year. All shows are free and feature a variety of local and regional music entertainment. With the 2025 concert series, it attracted over 25,000 attendees throughout the summer. Concerts in 2026 will take place Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m., June 11th through August 2026. Interested musicians must submit a press kit by January 30th. For more information and application forms can be found at prcity.com/concertsinthepark. Pass Rebels Public Works announced a section of Scott Street will be fully closed during the daytime from December 15th through January 30th. The closure is from Creston Road to Via Ramona, with the recommended detour route along Santa Ynez. The Veteran Senior Center driveways will remain open during closures. The daytime closures last Monday through Friday each week, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Caltrans District 5 announced travelers on Highway 41 east of Morro Bay may experience some delays starting Wednesday, December 10th. One lane closure and traffic control will be in effect between 2.7 and 3.7 miles east of the junction with Highway 1 in Morro Bay. Delays of up to 10 minutes are expected, according to Caltrans. Crews will be inspecting road conditions in advance of an upcoming project. Lane closure will last from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Drivers can expect some delays of up to 20 minutes this week on Geneseo Road in Pass Rebels. County Public Works will be conducting maintenance along Geneseo Road, south of the intersection with Ground Squirrel Hollow Road, continuing about 1 mile north. Work is scheduled to start Tuesday, December 9th, and will go through Friday, December 12th. Work lasts from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. In sports, for the NFL, yesterday the Chargers beat the Eagles 22-19. On Thursday, the Falcons will face the Buccaneers. In the NBA, yesterday the Pacers beat the Kings 116-105. The Spurs over the Pelicans 135-132. The Suns beat the Timberwolves 108-105. Tonight, the Knicks will face the Raptors, and the Heat will go against the Magic. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. New poll on the governor's race with the field of frontrunners starting to emerge.
This is really a four-horse race right now. We have Chad Bianco at 13%, Swalwell at 12%, Steve Hilton at 12%, and then Katie Porter at 11%.
Matt Taglia, senior director of polling at Emerson College, noting there are still many undecided, and that while Eric Swalwell is new to the race and has low name recognition, he has the highest favorability rating of all Democrats. Crews in Newport Beach still working to fix an abandoned 1920s-era oil well that's leaking into a neighborhood of multi-million dollar homes, special equipment being brought in.
Drilling down and intercepting it and then replugging the oil zone.
Mark McCoy-Vick says the work on the Balboa Peninsula will include digging and drilling for days. Los Gatos-based Netflix believes they'll still win out in a battle to buy Warner Brothers Discovery. Paramount launching a hostile takeover attempt after losing a bidding war to Netflix. Board of Warner Brothers Discovery accepting Netflix offer of $28 a share. Jeff Scott, California News.
A new exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card is your opportunity to go from cardholder to ticket holder for the FIFA World Cup 2026. For a limited time, when you're approved for a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card, you're eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more today at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. All rights reserved.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit steelusa.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979. And that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Hometown service and focused on you.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. A farm-to-fork educator who teaches students in grades 9 to 12 has been honored as this year's Literacy for Life Outstanding Educator. The award was presented by the California Foundation for Agriculture in the classroom at the 107th California Farm Bureau annual meeting in Anaheim. Rupika Malik, a teacher at Tenyonson High School in Hayward, uses hands-on, student-centered experiences that connect food production, nutrition, and sustainability. Most students have little exposure to where their food comes from or how it is grown, Malik said. This knowledge empowers them to make informed choices about their diets, appreciate the work of farmers, and consider future careers in agriculture. Malik's dedication to agricultural education has earned praise from program leaders. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy Monday and Tuesday. Low 70s Thursday and Friday, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday and Monday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 36 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear, plus custom adjustments and repairs done on-site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service and focused on you.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
NVIDIA shares are up nearly 1% after the Trump administration decided to allow NVIDIA to sell its H200 processors, the second most powerful artificial intelligence chips it makes, to China. The U.S. will collect a 25% fee on any of those processors sold to China. Campbell's is investing in Italy's La Regina, the privately held maker of Rao's pasta sauces. Campbell's owns the Rao's brand. Its quarter topped expectations. The stock is flat. There's an upbeat reading on the economy from small business owners. The National Federation of Independent Business reading for November rose to 99, though NFIB chief economist Bill Dunkelberg says small business owners are still frustrated by the lack of qualified workers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
2025 is wrapping up, and here's the truth. Uncertainty isn't going anywhere. Noble Gold Investments help you protect what you've built with real gold and silver, stuff that holds value when everything else is melting down. This holiday season, the best gift you can give your family? Peace of mind. Don't wait for the next crash to blindside you. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com and get started today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Don't leave the future to chance. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Move over, Santa. While he's delivering socks and sweaters, your pal Richie's at the Tachi Palace delivering MacBooks and cash. Every Friday in December, four winners every hour can win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for the 8 p.m. grand prize drawing. Win $5,000 cash plus an Apple MacBook Air. Sorry, Santa, but I think I just made the nice list. Check the halls only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. This week, we are slashing prices up and down every aisle and every department. Like our meat department, baby back ribs, just $3.99 a pound. Chicken breast and thighs, $1.99 a pound. Whole USDA tri-tips, just $4.99 a pound. And fresh ground beef, $2.99 a pound. In produce, we have medium Hass avocados, just 49 cents each. On the vine tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. And premium Fuji apples, $1.99 a pound. In our service deli, we've got Boar's Head American cheese, just $5.99 a pound. Freshly made macaroni salad, just $2.99 a pound. Freshly made half-pound tri-tip sandwiches, just $3.99 each. In our liquor department, Svedka Vodka, all flavors, just $9.99 for a 750. Michelob Ultra 6-pack, just $6.99. So come in and stock up for the holidays. Valley Fresh has become a gathering place for the community. Thanks for making us your favorite new store. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. We are off Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
Email it to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can use at 75 to text us. 238-KPRL.
Up, time's at hand. There's a stir across the land, and so begins another day on the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Barry, Protecting What Matters. First up, he will have Steve Odom, CEO and lead instructor of Spartan Tactical Solutions. Causes and effect of operational stress and the whole bunch of stuff regarding that. And the Warrior Development Program coming up on the 18th and 19th. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, it'll be Mr. Greg Haskin, the Executive Director of CoLab. What are the big challenges ahead for Slo County in 2026? Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, there you go. And let's see here. We did get an email that came in, and it had to do with one of the stories that Chris did regarding the school district. Kevin, if memory serves me, there was an issue regarding the yearly maintenance of the Paso Robles School Aquatic Complex and that the district didn't have the money. We still don't have the money, and it's getting worse. What does the school district plan to do? Well, I don't know other than a bond. And I'm not talking James Bond. That would be my guess. I don't know if they've ironed out that. I know that there was the discrepancy. The issue, using the words here, of the maintenance varied quite a lot. And I don't remember the numbers, but it was a little concerning regarding that. Now, that was with a different complex that they had originally sought, so I don't know, but you can find out maybe from asking one of the school board members if they know, or the district knows, or anybody knows. But my guess is they don't have the money. They will again beg for you to give it to them, which you more than likely will, so they don't have to worry about it. It's not their money. All right, let's see here. I came up, as many of you may have heard, on the about the governor's race here in California, but just in California alone, for the potential presidential race, that Newsom has gained ground regarding the voters in California, and they would like to see things continue because many people in California are saying that California is on the right track. California is on the right track. You heard that correctly. So, and they favor Gavin Newsom if he were to run for president. And that continues to grow a little bit. And it is mind-boggling to think that majority of the people in California think that we are on the right track. So, anyway, maybe not a surprise. Not a surprise. Okay. Matter of fact, his favorability has risen quite a bit here, and 53% of Californians are, I guess, happy with the way, and they would like to see him run in the United States of America. Oh, boy. Which gets into a bigger conversation today on what would be some of the reasons other than the hate for Trump, and there's a lot of them. But before I get into that, for those of you who
are on blood pressure medication, there is an issue. The Food and Drug Administration has issued a nationwide recall of thousands of bottles of blood pressure medication, and there's cross-contamination with another drug. I think this has to do with those, it's a prescription drug to treat high cholesterol. So Zyac, I think, is the name of it. So you may want to look online or ask your doctor or something like that. And it is not deadly, but it's something that needs to be, you need to pay attention to it. So, okay. So as many of you know that I've been reading this book on extortion. And it's not a difficult read, but it's just interesting because there's so many facts in it, and I have to keep going back to the pages and pages, and even maybe even going at the very beginning and so forth, simply because I'm amazed, maybe not amazed, but just fascinated by the examples of it. So one of the issues in this book on extortion, and that's government, and again, it's on both sides of the fences here. It's not just the Democrat or Republican, on the misuse of power and the extortion of our money. But there's also extortion in the form of programs. And one of the recurring lines in this book on the government extortion of its citizens, other than the smiley faces that our politicians give us and tell us that they care about us and the quality of life and so forth, is an underlying fact regarding programs. And I was almost going to write down the phrase today coming in, before I came to work today, but I had to attend to feeding the cat, so he wouldn't let me. But anyway, the government programs, why do a majority of them do not work? Well, because if they work, it's not lucrative. Now, we've heard that reference to the cottage industry. So if they correct a problem, which in many cases the government helps to create, they form a program and they funnel your tax dollars into it. They give people high salaries to do the job. And if they succeed, then the money's gone. So there is no incentive at all for them to succeed in the program, with the program. So, therefore, it's lucrative if they fail. Now, they come out with statistics once in a while showing that they're on the right path, but eventually those programs never go away because the problem is never solved. And that's been recurring for many, many years here in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, if you go back to the 1960s with the, I forget the term that was used, the Great Society, that we have increased people's dependency on the government taking care of them. So what started out as a program that was to help alleviate a problem, the government has created a massive bureaucracy where people are dependent on the programs. You have almost a third of the people in the United States are getting government assistance. So this ties in with, if the program succeeds, what happens? Well, these people can't get elected because they're not making promises to the poor saps that they're using like whores. And then you have the other part of it is the programs expand, we know that, and they expand to the point where the incentive for people to get up off their rear ends and do something for themselves is eliminated. So you have no incentive for these people to better themselves in the greatest country ever formed because the opportunities are there if they weren't so damn lazy. But the government is there, meaning you and I are there to help them, okay? So that becomes generational. So if we go back to 1965, around there, all you need to do is look at numbers from that era there and see the dependency that the government, the elected officials, have been able to be like magnets to get these people to continue to give them power. And the power they get is enormous. And not just from the standpoint of, you know, what we look at as power, but also financially. So it is not lucrative for programs to succeed. And that's more than bizarre. It is extortion. And yet the American people buy into it every single election. So the not only the incentive not to work is there, but also it leads to other problems, such as resentment with the people, even though they're getting something for nothing. But also there's that self-esteem thing that is extremely important. If you talk to enough doctors and so forth, that is important as far as a healthy life. But they don't have to worry about healthy life because we take care of it for them. So it's a huge issue. And as I've said for many, many years, we don't attack problems the way we should. We don't ask groups who continue to fail to change their so-called culture. We just keep giving into them. So anyway, that's just a couple of things this morning. And it's a political viewpoint that's very common regarding the solving the problems. There's simply not enough money in it to solve the problem. We can have the people who are involved in these programs stand up at their once a year galas and give themselves trophies and so forth and pat themselves on the back because they're caring people. Well, that may be true in some cases, but in most cases, if they truly solved the problem, they wouldn't be up there because they wouldn't. We wouldn't need them. We wouldn't need them. So we're being extorted left and right, and there's more to come because I'm still into the book, just delving and delving and delving. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What is the title of the book you're reading? Do you know if there's an audio book? Would like to hear some clips. I've had this book in my possession for probably, I don't know, over a year, because I have a stack of books, and I can't tell you the name of it. I just know it has a red cover and black letters. I'll try to remember to write it down. And I don't know if it has, it's not an audio book. And I don't know if there is an audiobook, but anyway, it's a fascinating read because there's things pointed out there. Again, these are not just stories; they're facts on political families and Henry Reed and the Blounts from Missouri on how they got their power and manipulated their power and abused their power in Nevada and Missouri. It's absolutely fascinating. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. Does it cover Owens Valley?
I haven't finished the book yet.
Okay. I'd like to know if it covers Owens Valley, which is one of the biggest ripoffs known to man in the United States, and it's in California, of course, along with four budgets who are way underwater. And this little boy wants to run for president of the United States. It is up to all of us who know him, know of him, and know how he is and what he is to make sure that the United States understands what it's like life in California. How do you take the single most productive, most beautiful state in the nation, period, anywhere? What do you want to do here? You can do anything here. In California, including paying inflated taxes because the state's underwater. Not just one budget, all of their budgets are underwater, especially their pension plans. I'm not going to make an issue out of the pension plans because too many people don't understand pensions. That's okay. There are people who do. And they've been telling the state of California for 30 years, you better do something about the funding on your pension plan. Not anymore. They don't have to. It's underwater. Both of them, STRS and PERS.
Well, what about locally?
Correct. That trickles down because the state has spent our money to endear themselves to people with grants. And when I say people, I mean governments, small governments like Paso Robles City, Atascadero, San Luis Obispo, all of them. All seven cities are affected by the state. We still have an organization called SLOCOG. Why? The reason for SLOCOG being initiated, founded, if you will, was to distribute both accurately and fairly state money. That's what it was founded for. The San Luis Obispo Council of Governments. That's what SLOCOG stands for. What do they do? Not much to help any of us, in my view, and it's an overhead that could be eliminated if the county were doing their job on the budget. We can eliminate SLOCOG. We don't need them anymore. We used to distribute, Steve Martin, our mayor, used to work in the city of Atascadero for the Community Redevelopment Agency. That's who he worked for, and good for him. But we don't get the money anymore. The money was never ours to have in the first place. It was borrowed from someplace else, because as far back as 30 years ago, the state has been underwater. Most people don't pay attention to it. Some of us do because we represented other people. And the bottom line is, the state is broke. That's the accomplishment for this little boy that's running it, because that's what he is. He's never been required to grow up, never had a job that he wasn't pushed into or elected.
We understand that, Cody, but here's the thing. You again, this question comes up almost daily. Then why does a high percentage of people in California think that this guy should be running the United States?
If they're not paying attention, for one thing, right, and you're talking about a coastline where all the liberals tend to live.
Well, I guess part of my point is I don't think that people's mindsets are going to change regarding knowing the issues, because they get what they want. They have no idea on how government works, where the money comes from, and they don't care. We have quite a few people, you know, the millions in this state, that rely on our tax money to survive because they've been promised it by these people. And I don't see that changing anytime soon in California or in the United States. As a matter of fact, I see it getting worse. I don't know how much hope there is.
I don't know that there is any hope for California not going belly up in some respect. Somewhere it's going to have to go belly up. It's going to have to claim municipal bankruptcy. I don't see any way out of it. And neither do people who know a whole lot more about numbers than I do. And it's been that way. You have been progressing towards that end for so long that it's been accepted. That's the problem.
Well,
people still think that the state's coming. The state's going to come help us. No, they're not. They have to have money to help. They don't have any. They've overspent it. They're in debt. That's the bottom line. That's what we have to deal with. And if you get caught here, now let's not forget that twice now, this governor has tried to prevent you from leaving this state, either as a retiree or even an active member living across the state line, still working for the state of California. He has tried to charge the citizens of California penalties for moving out of the state twice. Now, they've both been found to be unconstitutional eventually, but that doesn't mean that it isn't an inconvenience for the citizens of California.
Well, the fact that anybody would propose that should be a huge warning to somebody, because they knew it was unconstitutional. They had to have known that.
Of course.
And again, this is a way to punish the people. We keep getting punished, and people keep putting them back in office. It's beyond frustrating and anger.
I get angry about it, but I was born and raised here. Well, I'm a Californian.
But I mean, let's take it to a smaller level. Look at our county. Look at our school districts. Look at our cities. They don't have any money anymore. Now, why is that? Are these people that inept that they can't balance a budget?
Well, when you're handing money out the back door, you're not going to have... How many millions can you count? Can you count $1 million that the school district has given away? Can you count $1 million that between the city of Paso Robles and the school district have given away multiples of millions to satisfy individuals?
Well, individuals, and you know, let's not forget the big lawsuit that they've spent millions of dollars on, and they're getting their head hammered to them.
Yes.
But just all these things, and it comes down to me, basic spending. You don't have the money, you continue to spend it, then you get up and you give us your sad sap reasons why we need to pay more in taxes. Because they can't manage a budget.
It seems pretty obvious, especially the school board. How do you get into trouble every time you collect a dime? I don't get it.
Well, but... they, you know, again, just like government here in this state, what do? They come back and they give a spiel for a bond so people, you know, fall for the syrup, and they give them more money.
Well, fortunately, there's 3 votes on this property against that bond right now. And I'll tell you, I'm gonna argue against it every chance I get, because that's just rewarding inefficiency and incompetence to give them a bond now that they have given away the money, spent it erroneously, stainless steel swimming pools, etc. Anything you want to cite.
But you know they're going to use the children as the shield.
Absolutely. But I think this time there's going to be people arguing against it, because heretofore, people in this region, in this school district, have been very generous with bond money. In fact, you still have bonds that are not paid off. You haven't paid them off. You're paying over $400,000 a month for a pipeline that we all had to have, okay, and we're not using.
Yep.
Same things.
All right.
Always the same. We'll talk soon.
Okay, on the text here, good morning. Do you guys know whatever happened to the people? Suspected of starting the Templeton feed and grain fire. Haven't found any info. Thanks. No, all I've heard is some rumors, and I'd rather not put those rumors out over the air. But the answer is no, and I suspect we may not find out much anyway. So, there. But thanks for the text. Appreciate it. All right, we're going to exit. Stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tonight at 6. In the first meeting of December each year, the board elects its officers for the upcoming calendar year. The board will nominate and elect a new president, clerk, appoint members to committees, and adopt the meeting calendar for the next year. You can attend in person or watch online. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting will be tonight at 6. Outside of the consent calendar, the council will discuss an urgency ordinance regarding illegal fireworks use in the city. The draft ordinance would hold social hosts liable for illegal fireworks discharged on property they own or are renting. You can attend to tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump turning his attention to the issue of affordability yesterday, announcing $12 billion in tariff revenue to be used as financial assistance for U.S. farmers.
This relief will provide much needed certainty to farmers as they get this year's harvest to market and look ahead to next year's crops. and it'll help them continue their efforts to lower food prices.
President blaming farmers' rising production costs on the Biden administration. Opponents blame the president's tariffs. Texas Democratic Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett confirming speculation that she's running for a higher office.
Yes, it is true. I am running to become your next United States Senator from the state of Texas.
Crockett, a frequent critic of President Trump's, will face state lawmaker James Tallarico in a primary. Incumbent Republican John Cornyn also facing a primary. America's listening to Fox News.
This Friday, 5 to 9 p.m., Atascadero Sunken Gardens and the entire downtown will be transformed into a magical winter wonderland with over 70 tons of snow, a massive snowslide, a snowpile area, Joe's Little Train, a bungee jump, face painting, along with live music and dance performances, and of course, a special visit by Santa. Shop downtown merchants and over 50 craft and food vendors. Winter Wonderland, this Friday, 5 to 9 p.m. Details at visitatascadero.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
9.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Monday Night Football in L.A., the Chargers edge the Eagles 22-19 in overtime in whatever the opposite of an instant classic is. 8 turnovers between the two teams last night. 5 by Philadelphia quarterback Jalen Hurts, including 2-on-1 play. His pass was picked off by L.A.'s Deshaun Hand, who fumbled. Hurts then recovered the ball before he fumbled, and the Chargers got it after all. The people who keep track of those things say it's the first time an NFL player has made 2 turnovers on one play. Cameron Dicker booted 5 field goals for the Bolts before the game ended on, you guessed it, a Jalen Hurts interception. Week 15 begins Thursday with the Falcons at the Buccaneers. Could be back to the future in Indianapolis. The Colts lost their starting quarterback, Daniel Jones, to a season-ending Achilles injury Sunday. Then his backup, Riley Leonard, reported a knee issue yesterday. So they called former Colts QB, Phillip Rivers, who last played 5 years ago. He'll be up there for a tryout today. The Colts will be in Seattle on Sunday. College football, the Heisman Trophy will be awarded Saturday night in New York. The finalists announced Monday. Number 1 Indiana's quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, leads the list, along with number 2 Ohio State's QB, Julian Sayin, Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia, and Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love. NBA, the Suns shaded the Timberwolves 108-105 to end Minnesota's 5-game winning streak, despite 40 points from Anthony Edwards. Phoenix had 6 players score in double figures. The Spurs nipped the Pelicans 135-132, despite rookie Derek Queen's first ever triple-double, which included a game-high 33 points. San Antonio had 7 players in double digits. That's Tuesday Sports.
And we have our Sunday triple header starting 9:30, Raiders and the Eagles. And Compass is still trying to figure out what the second game will be, but we do know that the Sunday night football game will be the Vikings and the Cowboys from Westwood One here on The Right Choice. AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM as we move along.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero. They are locally family-owned and operated business that offers traffic control services. All right, another sunshiny day with highs in the mid-60s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny on your Wednesday, and we should be in the low 70s. Same on Thursday, same Friday, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, Monday, and then upper 60s, mostly sunny a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:02 a.m., 4:51 p.m. We are at 35 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com. The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot,
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. Checking in to see what critters may be out and about there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. All right, looking to my left, there's nothing to report. Everybody seems to be content to stay at home, no roaming around. All right, Mr. Garcia, you ready?
I'm ready.
In 1965, Gemini 6, the astronauts were up there, and they played a Christmas song. It was the first Christmas song played in space. What was the Christmas song?
Oh, that's a lot to choose from. Let's see here. Here Comes Santa Claus.
No. I'll give you a hint.
Sure.
It was nothing from Handel's Messiah.
I don't know what that is. That doesn't help me.
Okay.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Nope.
All right, that's two guesses. So what is it?
Jingle Bells.
All righty.
First ever song making it clear that even in the vastness of the universe, catchy tunes still stick in your head. All right. There you have Jingle. They don't say which version, but they all sound the same to me. All right. Let's see here. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed. Uncle Ed's Outfitter. Simply visit Atascadero Gun Shop. .com. 5 minutes away from 7, world famous, no it's not, it's, well, world famous trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and out yonder at the airport, you're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, they are on file. All right, this was a television special. This was a television special from years ago. This special killed the aluminum Christmas tree fad that had been popular since the late 1950s. With 2 years of this special airing, aluminum tree manufacturing had all but ceased here in the United States of America. Not necessarily at the Will household, because we continued to have those aluminum trees at the at the apartment. So what was the special that killed the aluminum Christmas tree fad in the United States of America? What do you think it was? Chris, you've seen aluminum Christmas trees, right?
No, I haven't. I actually had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah, you ought to take a look at them. They are something to behold. Some people like them.
They look kind of neat.
Huh?
I said they look kind of neat. I'm looking at Google right now.
Yeah, now, you know, sometimes things go away and they come back and they look cool. They look cool. Now, I think this special is still on television on a yearly basis. I think so. This special killed the aluminum Christmas tree fad that had been popular since the late 1950s. All right? And the reason is that the character insisted on a real tree, not a fake tree. So what was the special? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. By the way, the production cost was a meager $76,000 for this, but it has earned millions and millions of dollars since it first began on this day in 1965. Here we go to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yep, a Charlie Brown Christmas. Did you have an aluminum Christmas tree at any time?
No, we did not. We did have a fake one from Sears, I remember. And the kids, myself and my brother and sister, all threw a fit. So they only had it up 1 year.
Just the 1 year. Okay, so mom and dad got the message, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to know that you can have such influence on your parents for such a thing. I'm sure other issues weren't as easy to change their minds, though.
Correct.
All right. Is this Emily?
It is Emily.
Okay, I got you down. We got to go. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Charlie Brown Christmas, 1965.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Pass Robles Downtown Main Street Association has announced the winners of the 2025 Christmas Light Parade.
The first place award went to Arnold Sport Horses. First place band went to Paso Robles High School Marching Band, Color Guard to Civil Air Patrol, Bob Beaver's Cadet Squadron, and many, many more winners. Winter Wonderland is returning to Atascadero this Friday, December 12th from 5 to 9 p.m. Atascadero's Sunken Gardens and entire downtown area will be transformed into a magical holiday paradise with over 70 tons of snow. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Almost 50% of Americans with television sets were tuned in to watch this special in 1965. And the former child star actor Peter Robbins, who voiced Charlie Brown for a little bit, he was sentenced to 4 years and 8 months in prison for sending threatening letters to the manager and his wife of the trailer park he lived in. Probably had an aluminum Christmas tree. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Sam's Tree Service.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.